This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wednesday, the 31st of January. Oh, my golly, my gosh, jeepers, crow. It's the end of January. So that means tomorrow we start afresh. And if you're outside looking at that super blue moon, the blue blood moon, blue moon, I'll sing a little bit later. Right now, however, it's time for us on the DJB show to get into the trending stories. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. And Kara Schillen, hold a good thought for all of us as we hold a good thought for all of you, beginning this hour of conversation with what probably most people would agree, Jennifer, is the top trending story, the State of the Union last night, which I'm expecting you watched. I actually did myself.
Yeah, so, watched the whole thing. Yeah. It's like the Super Bowl for political nerds, which is kind of fun. Sat down, cozied up on the couch and watched the whole thing. And apparently, look, I really loved the speech, and I tried to be very subjective in just how I was consuming it. I think you'd be hard-pressed finding someone who, if they're being honest, didn't like the speech, too. CBS did a poll after the State of the Union, and 3 in 4 Americans who tuned in to the speech said that they approved of the speech that he gave. So 75% is a pretty good rate when you're talking about someone who I think a lot of people look at as kind of a divisive figure. This speech was it was bipartisan in tone to the fact that he spoke to a lot of projects that Republicans and Democrats could work on together. But what I thought was more important is that he spoke about the country in a really positive way. It was a positive speech. It was positive in tone. And I think that there was just a lot of common sense stuff that if everybody's being honest and putting politics aside, that most people believe in, just very common sense kinds of things, like how to proceed on immigration, like working together on infrastructure, these projects that really there is room for bipartisanship.
Well, the things that I was impressed with were the theatrical elements of the people that were chosen to make a point. That, for me, the way it was done showed that somebody gets it finally as to what will impact not only the room, but the country. The stories that were told, each one of them individually, I thought, were very compelling. They made great sense in terms of presentation, the way the audience grasped what was being said, and the people themselves, the emotion of the people. And that's what a good speech is about. It has to have emotion connected to it. Anybody who's done any debating or understands speech, the skill that's necessary to keep the audience is basically holding their emotional attention.
And well, I think the people that were chosen to be demonstrative of a Trump policy, and they were stories that gripped at your heart. I think that there were a lot of people who probably shed a few tears listening to some of the stories of American heroics or of people, of the man who escaped from North Korea. I mean, these were really compelling stories that I think were part of what will be the Trump agenda in 2018. The CBS News poll, to go back to that for a second, which was done in conjunction with YouGov, asked Americans, how did the speech make you feel? 65% said proud. 35% said safer. 14% said scared, and 21% said angry. I think one of the big headlines that you're going to see coming out of this is that you had a lot of Democrats who, well, I give them props for attending and not for just walking out or boycotting because they didn't like Trump. It looked a little silly that they weren't applauding for things like African American unemployment being the lowest it's been ever. And it seemed like these were moments that strategically, if I were working for the Democratic Party, I would say to them, look, you just opened yourself up for campaign commercials in the midterm elections showing you not clapping for things that are very pro-American.
It wasn't that they weren't clapping. They looked surly. I don't know what network I watched it on, but I think the camera was a pool shot, so everybody was seeing the same thing, and no matter what network you were watching. And the surliness, the look of not even anger, just smugness. I was impressed with a few people who got up. I don't know who they were from time to time and clapped. And I think that's overdone, too, and it becomes silly. It becomes meaningless standing up and yelling.
Well, speech lasts forever. I think what he gave was less than an hour speech.
Yeah, right.
But it was actually timed at the third longest speech in State of the Union history, and that was because there was a lot, like there always is, of standing up and clapping and waiting and then sitting.
But Trump didn't let the theater, he didn't let the theater go, Jennifer, when he was trying to make a point. He'd look over at the Democrats and pick up his hands and say, okay, like you said to them, okay, you guys, I'm talking to you. You are a Trump supporter. I'm not either. I'm not anything. I'm a supporter of me and us, and if something happens that's good, I will take I'll take exception to the one thing that he said that I completely, not a little, but completely disagree with. And that is spending more money on the military. The amount of waste, fraud, and corruption and abuse, and the average American gets this, knows that there is so much waste in the military and defense budget that to spend another penny more than what is budgeted, and the budget last year called for almost $700 billion in spending, to spend more money on that is an outrage. So you get no support from me or people who think it through. People who do understand that we need a strong military, and he made a good case, actually, for having a strong military. I think that whoever wrote the speech, either if it was in conjunction with him or somebody who just now kind of gets the feeling, whether it's a make-believe story, the Kim Jong-un stuff does have people edgy. And he pointed out, I thought the kid with the crutches was a great effect, frankly. And then all the other people that underscored the various things, the fellow that was in the military had saved his partner, you know, those sorts of things bring us around to being proud or thinking, you know, there really are really good people who are doing this stuff. Are they all great? No. Is everything good? No. But is more good existent than bad? Yeah. Yes.
The tone about America being good because of the people in it, mm-hmm. and that sometimes the government fails you, was the right tone for a president like Trump who's railed against the swamp. And it's the tone that I think
there was no talk of the swamp, though, was there?
But there was no talk of the swamp. But there was importance put on the fact that the key to America's greatness is its people, and that government can fail you, but America's people is what will always make this country great. And for the person that we know who's evolving as president, that's a consistent message that I think maybe sounds more consumable to most Americans than talking about the swamp.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of radio programs today that will have some excerpts from the Trump speech. He pledges to make America great again for all Americans, and the way that he presented himself, headline the Washington Post today, no other president had used these words, Trump said, in the State of the Union. The other things that, you know, just kind of put it into perspective. I couldn't find a lot of fault with it other than the military thing. I think the border stuff, at first I thought he was overplaying his hand a little bit, and then with a couple of examples, because you know how I feel about the illegals that are committing crimes and what ought to be done with them. I thought there was a deal that the Democrats had agreed to, and then I think I heard yesterday, I was driving around on some point, it may have been actually when I was listening, I tried to find you yesterday morning when I was driving to the airport, and it was too early, so I listened to Handel for a minute. And he's one of the L.A. morning show hosts, and he was talking with the people that are on the air with him. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that he was off onto the illegal alien thing and what it was costing all of us individually. There are some things that are in the plan that are workable, but one of the things Handel said was that the Democrats have sort of walked away from their promise. Is that true, Jennifer, to do the DACA thing and the $1.8 million and all that other stuff?
The framework that was presented by the White House is stuff that both Democrats and Republicans have supported in the past, and it was kind of a bringing together of you give a little, we give a little, that type of program. So you'd get a path forward, a path to citizenship, I think over a 10 to 12 year period for these Dreamer kids. And instead of 700,000 of them that would be included initially, it's now 1.8 million that will be included under this umbrella. You would get a border security system, which would mean a wall, more security at the border, a fence in some areas where there can't be a wall, that sort of thing. There'd be funding for that involved, which Democrats and Republicans both have voted on in the past decade. Yeah. There'd be an end to chain migration, which means that the entire family can't come with someone who gets citizenship into this country. Basically, Trump rolled out last night that it would be your spouse, your kids, basically, you know, your immediate family that would be allowed to come with you if you win citizenship into the country. Mm-hmm. And then an end to the lottery program.
Yeah.
Right, the end to the lottery program, which means, you know, it's not just about your ticket coming up. You're actually going to have to prove that there are reasons, that there is merit-based system for coming in.
Nothing wrong with that.
These are all things that, again, if everybody's putting politics aside and being honest, that Democrats and Republicans have by and large voted on. And it seems that actually the Democratic Party doesn't necessarily think that this is an outlandish plan by the White House. They think it's a good jumping off point. Where you're seeing the obstruction right now is with Donald's friends Chuck and Nancy, who seem at the top of leadership to be like, nope, not enough. We don't even want to talk. They don't want to talk if there's a wall involved.
They're going to be, after last night, let's see how long the energy lasts around last night, but they really, I'm looking at some of the headlines, the trending headlines. CNN says Trump was the only grown-up in the room, and that was a reference to the Democrats sitting on their hands. Another one from USA Today, swing voters rate Trump's State of the Union speech on the plus side of mediocre. I would say that I would agree with that. It wasn't a fabulous, I mean, he's not a great orator anyway. He's a simple, he puts things in simple terms, and that's what
works. But I think that's what people like about him, is that it's not over, it's not too flowery, it's here's what I'm going to do, and here's how I'm going to do it. I don't think that he's the polished, suave speaker that President Obama was.
Mm-mm.
But at the same time, I think most Americans can understand what he's saying. And I think that it's pretty easy to say, okay, here's what I can pull out of that speech, where that might not be the case. Or maybe to your ears, it was more musical and beautiful when President Obama would speak. But maybe at the end of that speech, you'd be like, okay, what did I hear? Mm-hmm. And I think it would be a lot harder for people to pull things out.
Time magazine says Donald Trump clapped at his own speech. The Internet clapped back. What were the things they were following? I know that Victoria didn't feel well last night and didn't get a chance to watch this. That's why I haven't gone to her, because I don't want her. Actually, I want her to go back to bed and get better.
I'm not that bad.
Hanging on there.
Oh, you sound good. You sound okay.
Yeah. So let me make one statement about the Democratic response.
I felt like the rope was falling out or something.
The drool coming out of his mouth. I actually quite like Joe Kennedy. I tease him every once in a while because he's very predictable. There was nothing. It was like somebody wrote that speech 3 weeks ago. There was nothing in there. It was short and said basically nothing. And I'm apolitical. And as I said, I kind of quite like Joe. But I don't, he's not the smartest Kennedy that ever existed, ever lived.
Well, I don't even know if it was his fault. I think he wrote this speech. I think you're right when you say it was written a couple of weeks ago. And so it felt disjointed because it didn't really address.
It was the same stuff they always say. Yeah,
well,
right.
Well, it didn't really address some of the real meat of the Trump speech. But what I will tell you, and I'll finally applaud the Democrats, man, for getting this right. Democrats and Republicans are so dumb. Whoever's giving the response, they typically stick some poor schlub in a room with nobody applauding. And they're sitting by themselves, and it looks so terrible after a president's been applauded. At least they had him in a room filled with people who were applauding him. That was a good thing.
All right, so that's the overview from our point of view. You're welcome to comment at DJV Show. It's 21 after the hour.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped to town for a satellite dish. I tied it to the top of my Japanese car. I came home when I pointed it out into the stars. Message came back.
Now 23 and change after the hour, DJ V Show with Jennifer and Victoria Cara, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer's focus on TV. Yesterday we said the big thing on television is going to be the Trump speech. It would be interesting to see what the ratings, any overnight ratings in on that?
I haven't seen anything yet, but I'll dig around and see if I can find something on the ratings. I know that it was the most tweeted about State of the Union in history. That might be a sign of the times and less about the content, just everybody on Twitter. Okay, tonight, though, if you're not done with the State of the Union, I thought it was last night, but Maxine Waters is going to do her response on BET tonight, so that's going to be a big one.
No, it isn't.
Why? Oh, are you kidding? Maxine Waters is highly entertaining.
Oh, well,
she does the impeach 45 chant. That might be her whole response to the State of the Union. You don't know. I mean, I might have just written it for her. Yeah. But also tonight, if you're done with politics, you want to give it a break, think about the X-Files. A little government corruption, them hiding things from you. The X-Files new, 8 o'clock on Fox. Mulder and Scully are getting closer to finding their long-lost son. Pretty exciting stuff. The Blacklist is new tonight on NBC at 8 p.m. Riverdale, new on the CW at 8 p.m. A new SEAL team on CBS at 9. The Magicians is new tonight, 9 p.m. on Sci-Fi. And Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, brand new on NBC at 9. If you like hockey, the Sharks are facing off against the Red Wings on NBC Sports.
You know, I've always been a big Law & Order fan, but I've dropped out on that show because it's so violent. And the stories are...
The SVU just, stuff is just... Yeah, oh,
it really
give
is.
Give you nightmares at night. I couldn't watch that. Yeah, I've never watched it.
Yeah, I just...
pretty terrifying.
Checked out. All right, let's get to some music news at 25 after the hour. Paul Simon has announced that he's going to quit. He's been publicly contemplating his retirement for a year or so. He's 76. Appears to have officially booked his last gig, or at least his farewell to England. According to a post from the Summertime Festival there, the Barclaycard British Summertime Festival, Simon is supposed to close the event on the 15th of July with a special guest or two or three or four, like James Taylor and the All-Star Band. Bonnie Raitt is going to be there. That'd be something. If you could get them into the Hollywood Bowl for that show, I'll come, Jennifer.
James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt are going to the Hollywood Bowl. Just not with Paul Simon, yeah.
All right. Yeah. More guests are going to be announced. So the pre-sale for the show, I think, starts tomorrow. He'll close the summer festival, kicks off on July 6th with Roger Waters, feature a July 7th show with Eric Clapton, Santana, Stevie Winwood, Gary Clark Jr., Michael Bublé is going to perform, Bruno Mars, and Khalid. I have mentioned Khalid any number of times, and I get him confused with DJ Khaled. So who is Khalid, and what's his claim?
He is just an R&B singer. He's gotten pretty big this year. I know you didn't really watch it.
No, but I'm curious as to why. What do you like about him? What's his strength?
He just has a very nice voice. I don't know. It's soulful. It's kind of more modern R&B. I know you didn't watch the Grammys. He did part of a performance. We talked about the rapper Logic, who had a song about, it's called 1-800, and it's about suicide, and he's a feature on that song. So.
Got it. Okay. So over the course of his 60-year career, he has won 12 Grammys, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, appeared in more than a dozen movies, composed a Broadway musical, released 13 solo albums, some of them are really great, most recent of which was last year's Stranger to Stranger. This is one of the great songs of all time, I think. He and Garfunkel with Bridge Over Troubled Waters. No, I know that's not his name. 28 past the hour in the DJV, say it again, Doug, DVV show.
Being insecure is understandable. Being unkind is not. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are all insecure in some ways. Being insecure is understandable. The problem with insecurity is not the emotions that surround it. It's the actions that stem from it. When we're insecure, we have a tendency to work very hard to overcompensate. And whereas in terms of performance, insecurity might be a great motivating factor, when it comes to relationships and lashing out at others or otherwise being unkind to try to cover our insecurities, well, that's just plain not okay. Whatever you're insecure about, take comfort in knowing that all other people are also equally insecure. So there really is no need to overcompensate and be unkind. Instead, take some time to focus on working on your insecurities so that they don't bother you as much. For help with your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's risk-free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
It's not 34 after the hour on the DJV show for Wednesday, the last day of the month, the 31st. There are three things that are trending. I think we've paid enough attention in this hour to the Trump speech, the State of the Union last night. But two other large things, pardon the pun, are in front of us. And one of them is that spectacular lunar event which is going on. I happen to be sitting on top of a mountain in Salt Lake City at the moment. I am at the residence of my friend Jack Stockwell, who's an important part of this program. And after being examined by him yesterday and having our usual fun last night, we got home. He has a beautiful, huge home on the top of a mountain that has a deck all the way around it. So we went outside last night and took a gander at this moon, which is so bright here, you could play football down on, we're up about 4,000, 4,500 feet, I think, but I'm looking at the city of Salt Lake out the big, huge window that's in front of me, and there is a large sort of high school playing field down there, and there's enough light from the moon so you could play football without needing stadium lights. That's
well,
how bright.
It's a blood moon and a blue moon, right?
Yes, right.
I think it's the first time since, gosh, I don't know, for like
150 years.
Yeah, that this is actually happening.
What color is that supposed to be? Because I actually had a really beautiful view of it on my drive-in this morning, and the sky was completely dark. There were no clouds, no stars. You could see the moon perfectly, but it looked, I mean, it was very bright and very round, but it just looked kind of like a normal
moon.
Supposed
to have a reddish tint, yeah.
Yeah, a blood, that's why they call it the blood moon.
That's what I figured,
it starts as a blue moon, and then through the change in where the sun is and how the reflection comes off of the moon's surface, it becomes a blood moon.
Maybe it's still in its blue phase here.
Well, it should have by now. It really is an early morning event on the East Coast. The view not as good on the East Coast as it is here where I am on the other side of the Rocky Mountains. The West Coast view, Jennifer, ought to be better than the East Coast view. It's snowing. I don't know what it's doing in New York this morning, but I know it's snowing
in
Boston. It's not doing anything.
Nope.
Okay. A little snow left over from yesterday.
No, it's all gone. It got warm enough, it's all melted away.
Gonzo. Yeah. Okay, so that's good. And in Washington, Kara, what you were looking at, NASA says that the darker part of the Earth's shadow, blanketing part of the moon at just about this time, 6:40 this morning. So it's at the time when the sun is beginning to come up. So that's probably another reason that you're not going to see. If you look in the western sky, you will see sort of the end of it if you're on the East Coast from Florida up to New England and then here where I am. So I'm in a position to actually see I can look out. I'll do it during the break to kind of watch how it gets covered up. But this is the half hour that you would get the most impact from the combination of these things that you said. First time it's happened in 150 years. This is the time that you would go to look at. So if you're in your car and you can look west, you probably, if the sky is clear, you'll have a shot at getting the impact. And it isn't just the beauty of it. Those of you who believe or know anything about astrology know this is a very, very powerful circumstance. Today will be probably the best energy day that you will have for a long time, especially if you're a Leo. If Maria Trilogy were here, she could explain it a lot better than I can. But in terms of the impact of it, the moon is in the sign of Leo, and there is also the interest of the end of the Capricorn and going into Aquarius, and I don't know, put on all that. It's like, what do you get? Bippity-boppity-boo. But you get an energy that will make most people feel very good. So if you have Leo either as a rising sign, as your birth sign, or you have it as your moon, you will find fabulous things happening today. A lot of good things should come your way, and we wish you all well. But it is a good energy day pretty much for everybody. You know how some of these eclipses and some of these events kind of throw off negative energy for whatever the reason? But there's huge, huge, strong energy. And by the way, I don't mind equating. I think one of the reasons that the speech went as well as it did last night, I know that Trump is a Gemini, but I also think he has Leo in his rising sign may be Leo. And so that may be one of the reasons, if you buy into that stuff, that his presentation went as well as it did. So, Jennifer, if you look out, you should be able to see. I think the skies are clear over the West Coast, so I think if you looked out the window, you'd probably see it just about now. It's really that kind of stuff. Isn't it interesting how we all get excited about that sort of thing because it seems so unusual. But when you think about how old the planet is and how many times the moon is a product of, as you know, a collision of some huge asteroid to the surface of the planet and a big chunk of what was the Earth as it first was forming plopped off. And that's where moons come from. In general, you see moons around a lot of these planets that are in our solar system. They were originally pieces of the planet itself, and sometimes when there is a collision of sorts, I mean, that's why people who are scientists, the NASA folks who watch these asteroids, isn't there one this week that's passing within 2 or 3 million miles of the Earth?
Yes, very close, right before kickoff of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay, so there is 2 or 3 million miles seems like a whole heck of a lot. That's That's 10 times further away than the moon is. The moon's about 300. Well, actually, it's a little closer. The apogee and perigee of the moon. Jennifer's eyeballs are beginning to roll now. I know. So you can get the hook out. I get interested and excited about these things. So I'll just tell you the reason that the moon is big and full and bright is because it's at its closest to the Earth. When it circles around the Earth, it doesn't do it in a perfect circle. It does it in an ellipse. So the apogee and perigee, apogee closest in, this is about 280,000 miles away from the Earth. When it's furthest out, it's almost 340,000, and it gets there in the summertime. So that's why those moons look, as you get into the late fall and early winter, the moons are bigger. Is that okay? Did I do a good job explaining that?
Yes, the moons are over Miami.
Okay. Now, the other thing that is trending is this private health care company. Man, if you don't think this is going to have a huge impact on what the insurance business is all about, listen to this. If you haven't heard the story, you want me to tell it or one of you guys want to tell it?
No, go ahead. You can tell it.
Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and J.P. Morgan Chase, three of arguably the most powerful and influential companies in the country and the world, have gotten together to form an independent insurance company to address health care for their employees. Now, I will tell you that Warren Buffett is the brains behind this because he, through Berkshire Hathaway, owns GEICO. GEICO used to be the government employee insurance company, which was falling on bad times because of bad management. Gee, I wonder why, because the government was running it. And somehow Hathaway got a hold of it through Buffett and his connections. I don't know. He convinced the government, look, we can run this a lot better than you can. Let us do it. And so he did. And people who have GEICO really like a lot of the benefits of having GEICO. That's not an insurance. I mean, I'm not doing an ad, even though we do run a lot of ads for GEICO. But he has come up with this idea. GEICO does not do health care. And one of the big problems that all these companies are growing so fast, Amazon is growing. Oh, my God. But can you imagine the platform? Remember, people have said Amazon is going to buy into everything. Amazon is going to be everywhere. They're wanting to do every single thing they can to get cash and to control what people buy. This will put Amazon in a position to sell health care on Amazon. Can you imagine that? Go buy a book and then go buy some health care. And J.P. Morgan Chase has all the money in the world so they can fund this. This is a brilliant, brilliant move. And the focus, they say, will be on technological solutions that will provide employees and their families with simplified, high-quality, and transparent health care at a reasonable cost. The company will be free from profit-making, which is a very interesting aspect. That had to have been Warren Buffett's idea because those other two companies, you have to walk them away far and fast to get them away from the profit motive, which is okay. But this will be something very, very good for the purchasing aspect of health care. And if you're a smart man and you know how to use Amazon, you know the biggest problem with Obamacare and whatever the hell it is that's going on right now is that younger people are opting out because it's too expensive and it's too difficult to go through all the process. I remember when my son signed up for it, he said it took him half a day to go through all. I don't know, Victoria, didn't you sign up for it too?
I was on Obamacare, yep, for a while. Yeah. Now I'm on Lewis's company's.
Company policy.
Yeah, because we're married now, but yes. Yeah. I didn't find it difficult because the New York.
Did you guys know that Victoria got married? I didn't get invited.
I heard that, yeah.
Did you hear? Okay, all right, just make
sure. But when I signed up for Obamacare, it was through the New York, you know, each state has their own marketplace. And so the New York, they call it the New York State of Health. That was very easy. I just called up and I didn't have any problems with that. So, and New Jersey, my people in New Jersey who signed up for it said they had the same experience. So maybe California was just extra paperwork.
Yeah, I don't know. But Jennifer, did you ever hear anybody that liked signing up for it?
I heard a lot of trouble. Well, you know, they seemed to get it right, and maybe when Victoria did it, it was a little further on. But I know when people first were trying to sign up for it, it was a disaster.
Well, there were states, weren't there 13 or 16 states that did it on their own? And
we have
California
to do state. It was state exchanges, I think, that the state exchanges had particularly hard times, I think, trying to roll it out.
Anyway, the chief executives of these three companies got together yesterday afternoon making an announcement They are frustrated with the health care system, as are most people who are either in big businesses or small businesses. So the entry into the pharmacy business, Amazon's getting into the drug business. So this is another extension of that. And CVS and Walgreens ought to be. I think CVS is better run than Walgreens, so they'd probably be okay. But it'll be very interesting to see how the logistics work here. And if they're smart, they'll all work together to make this better. And this will be a feather, whether it actually happens or not, because of the government. I think it'll end up being a feather in the cap of the present administration if it works. And then it'll make it easier for them politically to point fingers at the Democrats and say, who knows whether that's going to be the outcome. But this thing is nothing but good news. I can't see, how could you pick this apart? Anybody got any problem? I mean, other than Amazon just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and I think that's a danger, because I never like doing business with big companies anyway, but you get forced to. You know, I have to ride because of the way American has been smart enough to schedule things as the largest airline in the world that work in my particular travel pattern for me. I don't like American Airlines, but I use them because everything else doesn't really work for me. So you do that and look at all the other. How many of you could pick out something in your day-to-day routine that you do, not because you like to do it, but because it works, it's convenient, it's efficient. We all have that, right? It's like bring your clothes to the dry cleaner down the street? Nah, he's too expensive, but he's close, so I'll go to him rather than going across town. Yes, isn't that so you think sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's part of what will happen here. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes out, but man, I think that's a very significant. So we got three things very important rolling around today. The aftermath of the speech, the announcement that the health care situation may be fixed. There's a vague promise of that here, and then watching the super moon. So, good. Nice. It's a good feeling. Don't you have good energy? I feel there's good energy today. And maybe that's part of the moon thing. I don't know, but I feel good. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
That's all we want. We just want you to feel good, Dougie.
And so our work here is done.
Well, that's good for you. Well, let's talk about the benefits of using ZipRecruiter.com as the smartest tool around when you're hiring somebody. Jennifer's in charge of hiring at CRN Digital, which is the company that she and her father run in Los Angeles, the broadcast company, and they for sure would be smart to go in here. Even though the help that they need is mostly technical, you can find anything that you need, any job that you have, no matter what your company, you can find a match. That's how good this is. The ZipRecruiter folks are using all of the web's leading job boards. They just have their spider and they connect to it, and the software will be able to attract people who are posted on these job boards who have the skills for the job that you're posting. And that's why it works so well. And it's in a 24-hour time frame, too. That's what's absolutely fabulous about this. They'll notify you right away when qualified candidates that fit the job description you've posted, the people that will fit in there, you'll know about them right away. Get the best possible matches as quickly as possible. So why would you go to another hiring site when ZipRecruiter has it all and does it all, and you can use it free? That's even better. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Using that code allows you to use ZipRecruiter the first time free. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get things done for you and your company. It's really, I'm so pleased that I'm able to tell the story. And I tell it a little different way each time I tell the story, but the bottom line is the same. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in less than a day. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. At 10 before the hour, this is the DJV Experience.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, who's going to make a big announcement on behalf of Target and what they're doing to help you out. Very interesting technology there. And Facebook in the focus once again, this time doing something that I think makes a lot of sense. After this input, we'll get to that.
The Geek Out.
You probably definitely saw the multiple videos on social media that captured the moment a meteor fell above Michigan in January. In a matter of days after, hunters of space rocks descended on Hamburg Township, Michigan, and within 15 minutes, the first fragment of the meteor, about the size of a pecan, was found. Now, this is what I didn't know. There's actually a market for meteors. A consultant to Christie's Auction House is offering $20,000 per kilo of this meteor. Who knew? But meteors are rare, and when you think about it, they do, after all, come from outer space, and that's always cool. I've got more about the Michigan Space Rock on my Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
I threw up this morning.
The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, let's get at this here. 56 past the hour, Victoria Target is launching something that puts them into the Amazon zone, does it not?
It does, and it's designed to do exactly that. In December, Target first announced that it had acquired a same-day shipping company called Shipt. It's S-H-I-P-T, and they're based in Alabama. And so they acquired this company so that they could have same-day delivery to compete with Amazon. And so customers can go on to Target's site, they place an order for whatever they need, including groceries, home goods, whatever Target has, and then it gets delivered to their door within a few hours. And so that has now become a reality. If you live in Birmingham, Alabama, or in South Florida, you can actually test this out starting right now. And you will no longer have to go to the store, wait online, do any of that stuff. You shopped from 50,000 items, including all the fresh food and groceries that they have now at Target. And so all you have to do is sign up for a Shipt membership, and everything from that point on becomes just like Amazon. And this is great news for Target customers. Target has been very smart with their marketing and the way that they approach their customers. They have a very loyal customer fan base. And so by 2018, by the end, the holiday season, by the end of this year, Target expects to have this service available in all of their stores. And that says a lot for how fast they feel they can expand this service, and just how used to this type of service Amazon has already primed people. That's no pun intended on Prime, but they really have. They have already primed people for this type of customer service, and for Target to do this now, I think, is a very smart move. Costco is trying to do it as well with same-day delivery of bulk items. They're getting a little bit into the fresh food realm, but not really right now. Costco is only doing same-day delivery on, you know, giant rolls of paper towels and things like that. But they also hope to roll that service out to 376 of their locations. So Amazon has paved the way, and this is definitely where you're going to see pretty much every big box store is going to be heading in this direction, too.
All right. Facebook is going to, whether they take the advice of people say shut down the Messenger app for children, this is something parents need to pay very close attention to, please.
It's true. More than 100 child development experts and advocates are telling Facebook they need to stop the Messenger Kids app. It is designed for children who are under 13. Facebook says they will not shut it down. They say they developed it with input from parents and PTA associations. However, a lot of other experts are saying kids under 13 are just way too young for social media.
Yeah, they are. They ought not even have an iPhone. I wouldn't have an iPhone. I wouldn't have a child. If you're maybe a senior and...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.